can never be too rich, too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
It's not Ken Colburn, but it is so right.
But it is the Computer Corner. That's what it is. And we've got, about half hour left in the show here. We're going to try to get through some calls, some questions, see if we can help some folks out that have some problems, like Ralph, who has a modified gateway and a clicking sound and wants to know, how do I make that clicking sound go away?
Yeah, well, it is. It's an interesting problem.
Welcome to the Computer Corner, Ralph.
And how are you doing today?
So far, so good. What can we do for you?
I have a great computer that hates to wake up.
You got a modified gateway?
Yeah, it is, in fact. Changed the motherboard some time ago. But what it does, and it just started this, when I turn the computer on, it starts to load, then I'll hear a click, and it'll interrupt, and it'll load again and come up into the screen, you know, that times out 28 seconds and starts normally.
Okay.
It does that.
Okay.
It doesn't never start. It actually starts.
And so
but
after,
I don't know why. It just started doing that. Do you have any idea why that might be happening?
Well, the clicking sound, is it just a single click or like a series of clicks or?
It might be a couple or three. Like maybe the hard drive is doing some strange things. I don't know.
Yeah, clicking from the hard drive is a really, really bad thing.
Bad.
If a
hard drive starts clicking, that means it's probably on its way out.
And, that's not good.
And if you don't have things backed up, that can mean data loss.
Well, I have everything backed up.
Everything backed up is a good thing.
I had that happen a couple of years ago with Gateway, and I got burnt because I knew how much it did unbelievable amount of hours to try to recover that information.
Absolutely.
See? You're a smart man.
So yeah, that clicking thing, we got
to... Burn once is there, burn twice is my fault.
Yeah. That's for sure.
The first thing we got to do is decide and figure out, or as Dr. Art would say, ascertain...
There we go.
...what the clicking noise is.
Right.
And one thing that I would check before we jump to the conclusion of it's the hard drive is make sure that there are no CDs or DVDs in any of the drives when you're starting the computer.
Okay, they are empty, and I have checked them.
Okay, because sometimes those things will click, like they'll try to initialize or spin up, and a lot of times that there'll be a clicking sound from that. You also might want to try to unplug the speakers from the jack on the back of the computer to make sure it's not some kind of popping or clicking noise that's coming from the sound card or from the speakers themselves.
Okay.
And then beyond those things, then I would start to get into the thought of that hard drive being the culprit there. Now, what you can do is you could take the side panel off of this thing if you're a little bit comfortable with the box. And,
yeah, it just slides right off. I mean, it's easy to do.
Yeah, if you want to pull that side panel off, and actually, while the power's off, pull that side panel off. Then, while you're down low, where you can kind of get a little bit closer to something, turn the power on and see if you can identify if that hard drive is indeed what is making the clicking sound.
Okay.
If so, then before the thing goes out, you might be able to save yourself a lot of frustration. If you go out and buy a new drive before it goes out, you can actually get a program. A new drive may come with the program, or you can get a program called Ghost from Symantec that'll allow you to... It's called Ghost.
Like a haunted ghost.
Like haunted house ghost.
Yeah.
Okay, I got that. I know. Okay.
So if you got that program, when you buy a new hard drive, you can use that program to make a duplicate and basically copy everything from the old drive to the new drive. And if that's what actually turns out to be the problem, then not only is that clicking sound going to go away, but the problems with it starting up is probably going to go away with it.
Yep.
Now, if you wait until the thing becomes a permanent problem where it will never start up again, then your ability to use that Ghost program is going to go away, and you're going to spend a lot of time reinstalling an operating system and getting everything set up again.
I have one other issue. Let me know if maybe they relate together. After after it does come up, I go use my password. When it's loading the programs, I'll get two screens that stating that there are two compressed files that can't uncompress. I X both of those, and the computer works perfect. There's no program I cannot use.
It tells you that there's a compressed file that cannot be uncompressed?
That's what it says. There are two windows. There are two separate ones. One is I have WinFax Pro in my computer because I receive my faxes to the computer instead of wasting money on a fax machine.
Right.
That one it says, and there's one unaddressed. It's called UNI Direct, and I don't know what that is.
Okay. And it specifically says that they're compressed files?
Right, yeah.
Did you ever try...
cannot uncompress.
Did you ever run any kind of drive compression utility or do something to try to increase drive space on your computer?
I don't recall. My helper, my local geek may have done that when I put a new motherboard in.
What you can do... What operating system are you running?
XP.
Okay. When you're in Windows XP, you can double-click on My Computer.
Right.
And then you can right-click on the hard drive and come down to Properties. And within there are some different tabs, but you can look in there. There's a little checkmark that says Compress Drive to Save Disk Space. You want to make sure that's unchecked. We don't recommend drive compression, especially when you might have some problems with the drive.
Because
it can compound those problems significantly.
Okay.
So you might want to check that out.
Okay, I guess I better determine here real quick if I have a drive that's going bad.
Yeah, I would determine that, and if so, replace real it bad. Because it will only get worse. It will not get better, and there's really no repair on something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. Well, listen, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Have a good day.
Have a great day. Keep up the service. I love your program.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Well, hopefully he'll go out and figure out if that is the hard drive or not. If so, get the ghost, the goat.
I have a goat sound.
Do you?
See?
Oh, no.
Isn't that what goats say?
No.
Is that what ghosts say?
That's what ghosts say.
Oh, okay.
Big fat ghosts.
Let's see if we can help out Michael with a Mac, who has a strange request. And you know, Michael, before we get started here, we're not Mac guys and or gals.
So, oh, man, why not?
Well, because?
It's a whole nother world.
Maybe this is a universal question or something. Actually, I have that question about the DVD screenshots, and then I also might have a suggestion for the lady with the who lost her photos. But basically, my first question would be, you know, like the Command-Shift 3 screenshot on the Mac, why can't I do that when I watch a DVD?
When you're watching a DVD, I know on a PC that it goes full screen, and it will block out a lot of the Windows functions because it's trying to take on all the resources of your machine to be able to display a movie. So a lot of times it may lock that out. Also, there may be something in the software that the Mac is using to display DVDs that's blocked specifically out your ability to take screenshots because that's possibly copyrighted material and they don't want to have to deal with that. Now, that being said, you may be able to go out and download a third-party utility that'll allow you to take screenshots, and usually you'd set up some kind of hotkey combination.
Oh, okay.
To do that, what I would do is go to the internet and go to Google's website and type in screenshot or screen capture utility.
Okay.
Or you could check out a website that we refer people to all the time called snapfiles.com.
Okay.
And I don't know if they have software there for Macs, but you can look around. And actually, when you're doing that Google search, you'd want to add the word Mac in there somewhere. But you want to look for some kind of utility that allows you to take screenshots or screen captures. And I bet you if you look a little bit, you'll find some free software that'll let you do that. You'll set up some kind of hotkey combination, and bada bing, bada boom, you can get the functionality you want.
Hey, perfect. I'll try that in a little bit.
For somebody who knows nothing about Mac,
you obviously I know a lot.
I don't know if that's going to do you any good, but give it a shot.
Yeah, definitely try it. Also, my suggestion for the lady who clicked on replace for her pictures.
Yes.
If she goes probably to Google, or maybe like you said earlier, Google, type in online dictionary, and she might find out what replace means.
Well, that's a good tip for the future.
Yeah.
You're right.
I don't know if it's going to take care of the past problem.
Also, on a serious note, though, I think Adam needs to download some testicles.
He
sounds like a little girl.
Wow.
Did that?
Yeah, I think we're coming back here in a second. Anyway, yeah, I think we're going to go next to Joe, who has a Toshiba laptop, and maybe...
Are we okay to go now?
Okay, we're going to go to Joe, who has a laptop, and see if we can find out what his problem might be. Joe, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hi, how you guys doing?
So far, so good. Joe, what can we help you with?
Well, I have a Windows XP Professional on a Toshiba, and I cannot use Windows Explorer. Whenever I click on it, if it's in the start menu where it's pinned, I try it there, and nothing happens. If I go to with all the programs and bring it in from there, nothing happens. If I run it, explorer.exe, nothing happens.
Well, you're trying to... Explorer.exe is Windows Explorer.
Right.
iExplorer.exe is Internet Explorer.
No, I want Windows Explorer.
Okay, so Windows Explorer won't work, not the Internet Explorer, right?
And I've reloaded my Windows XP. I just did that again, and still nothing happened.
Let me ask you a question. You said you're running Windows XP. If you click on Start... Do you have a My Computer icon that shows up under there?
Yeah, that works.
So that opens up just fine. That's kind of a basic version of like a Windows Explorer.
Right.
So that opens fine. You can do everything you want to do there.
Right. I can click on my local drive and I see everything.
Okay. And if you go to Start and then go to Run, and in the little box that comes up, if you just type Explorer in that box, will it open up Windows Explorer?
No. I'll try it again. It gives me the hourglass, and then after that, and I can see activity on my my drive, but then after that, it stops.
Okay. If you go down to the bottom on that little taskbar there, and you right-click and go to the taskbar.
Uh-huh.
It comes up, and it should show you something that has three or four different tabs there.
Right, right.
One of them should say Processes.
Right.
And if you open up that and click on where it says under Image Name, if you click that, it'll sort them alphabetically for you.
Yeah, I see. You're looking for Explorer EXE?
Yeah.
It's there.
It's something is running. Okay, so it's just not displaying properly.
Right.
Something has either been damaged with Explorer, the utility that comes with Windows that lets you do what it is that you're trying to do, or somehow it's not displaying properly on your screen. Do you have anything set up where you have multiple monitors or anything with...
Yes, I have multiple monitors.
Okay, my guess is that somehow it's actually minimized or it's been dragged off the screen somewhere where you can't see it. So, what we can do is, let's click over back on the Applications tab. Does it list under the tasks running, does it list Explorer as a window?
No.
No. Okay, if it did, I was going to say you could click on that, say Switch to, and then you can move that thing around. If we right-click again on the Task Manager, actually down at the task on the taskbar, does it show Explorer, or does it show an instance of Explorer running?
And under Applications or Process?
No, if you go ahead and close the Task Manager, okay. Down on the taskbar itself.
No.
No. Okay, tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold because this is going to get a little bit painful for the rest of the planet to try to go through because you've got a specific problem on your situation.
Okay.
It sounds like where it's been just dragged out of view because of the dual monitor thing. So
Right. Sit
tight for a second, Joe. We're going to take you off the air. Meanwhile, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and finish up with some of your calls and questions. It's the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR.
The D-backs take on the Rockies in Game 2 tonight. Pre-game at 6:30, first pitch at 7:05 on News Radio 620 KTAR.
There are many restaurants to choose from, and while some serve the same kind of food as another, the skills required to prepare it are different. At some Mexican restaurants, you need to operate a microwave, a can opener, and freezer. Not at Baja Fresh. We don't have them.
Robert, your order's
ready. At Baja Fresh, we also ask a lot of our employees that they be able